Randy Don is a research scientist at the Mount Desert Island Biological Laboratory, a nonprofit biomedical research facility near Bar Harbor, Maine. Don and his colleagues are studying primitive vertebrates such as skates, which are closely related to sharks and stingrays. They amputate the animal's fins and then study the genetics of how they regrow them.
So once we understand, we can compare and contrast how all these different groups accomplish this feat, and then we can then apply that knowledge to higher vertebrates like humans and mice.
The research builds on decades of study of how animals like salamanders regrow their limbs. Don says scientists already have a pretty good understanding of how the animal's tissues interact with each other during this process. But the real challenge, he says, is to understand what's happening at the molecular level.
So right now we're trying to figure out what genes drive this process. And then once we understand that, we can understand why humans fail to regenerate their limbs, and then hopefully through genetic trickery, restore that ability.
Regenerative medicine was a topic of a recent symposium at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. One of the guest speakers at the event was Dr. Roy Aaron, an orthopedic surgeon and director of the Center for Restorative and Regenerative Medicine at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. Dr. Aaron says that while amphibians, such as the Mexican salamander, can regenerate an entire limb, no mammals are currently capable of doing that.
Mammals form a little mass called the blastema, and then it scars and quiets down and doesn't grow.
Aaron points out that humans do have the ability to reintegrate certain organs, such as the liver and skin, when they have been surgically transplanted into their bodies. But he says accepting grafted tissue is not nearly as complicated a process as regrowing a body part as complex as an entire limb.
We can actually transplant the pancreas, the liver, kidney, so forth. So those are very promising, but those are surgical approaches, bringing in new tissue as opposed to having an endogenous healing response of a complex tissue like a limb.
Another guest speaker at the Walter Reed Symposium, Major General George Waitman, is the Associate Director of the Institute for Regenerative Rehabilitation at Wake Forest University's Baptist Medical Center. Waitman shares the view of others in the field that limb regeneration is an extraordinarily complex process.
If you think about it, you know, there's bone marrow inside the bone, there's cartilage, there's tendon, there's blood vessels, there's nerves, there's muscles, there's skin, and how do you get them all not only to grow together and to recognize each other in the same environment, but how to function, quite frankly, you know, as a limb.
Waitman predicts that as scientists learn more about growing individual tissues, their first goal will be to regrow single fingers before they attempt to regrow a whole limb.
Right now, I think we're limited to about a centimeter, and you've probably seen the pictures of growing the end of a fingertip back. We can do that now, but much past a centimeter, things just stop.
And Waitman says even if we do figure out how to keep the process going, the question then will be whether the regeneration is carried out in the lab or on the amputee's limb.
So the question is whether we'll be able to grow a limb and then put it in a bioreactor and then transplant it on a person. That's one strategy. Another strategy would be basically to put, if you will, a magic goop or, you know, on the end of an amputee that recognizes where it is and what the needs are to generate that limb.
And when do our experts predict human limb regeneration will become possible? Research scientist Randy Don is optimistic.
I think a reasonable goal is to understand some of the underlying molecular basis in the next 5 to 10 years. And I think it'll be a fairly rapid transition then to testing these ideas in mice and chickens, which are closely related to humans. And we can test whether or not our therapies are efficacious in regrowing limbs. And hopefully we can begin testing this on humans. I don't want to put a number on it, but certainly well within our lifetimes.
But Brown University's Roy Aaron believes it's going to take several lifetimes before limb regeneration becomes a medical reality. He says technological advances and improved surgical efforts are currently the main focus of regenerative medicine.
Some of the new work in prosthetics, microprocessor controlled with linkages to the nervous system, are way ahead of the biological opportunities of regeneration.
Wake Forest University's George Waitman agrees that better prosthetics will be amputees' best hope in the short term. but he also believes scientists will someday achieve human limb regeneration.
I'm confident that we'll be able to figure that out eventually, but it may be a generation. It may be 30 years. I'm not sure which strategy is going to pan out in the long term, but I'm confident that we're going to be able to do this.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
So once we understand, we can compare and contrast how all these different groups accomplish this feat, and then we can then apply that knowledge to higher higher vertebrates like humans and mice. So right now we're trying to figure out what genes drive this process, and then once we understand that, we can understand why humans fail to regenerate their limbs, and then hopefully through genetic trickery, restore that ability.
Mammals form a little mass called the blastema, and then it scars and quiets down and doesn't grow. We can actually transplant the pancreas, the liver, kidney, so forth. So those are very promising, but those are surgical approaches, bringing in new tissue as opposed to having an endogenous healing response of a complex tissue like a limb.
If you think about it, you know, there's bone marrow inside the bone, there's cartilage, there's tendon, there's blood vessels, there's nerves, there's muscles, there's skin, and how do you get them all not only to grow together and to recognize each other in the same environment, but how to function, quite frankly, you know, as a limb. Right now, I think we're limited to about a centimeter, and you've probably seen the pictures of growing the end of a fingertip back. We can do that now, but much past a centimeter, things just stop. So the question is whether we'll be able to grow a limb and then put it in a bioreactor and then transplant it on a person. That's one strategy. Another strategy would be basically to put, if you will, a magic goop or, you know, on the end of an amputee that recognizes where it is and what the needs are to generate that limb.
I think a reasonable goal is to understand some of the underlying molecular basis in the next 5 to 10 years. And I think it'll be a fairly rapid transition then to testing these ideas in mice and chickens, which are closely related to humans, and we can test whether or not our therapies are efficacious in regrowing limbs. And hopefully we can begin testing this on humans. I don't want to put a number on it, but certainly well within our lifetimes.
Some of the new work in prosthetics, microprocessor controlled, with linkages to the nervous system, are way ahead of the biological opportunities of regeneration.
I'm confident that we'll be able to figure that out eventually, but it may be a generation. It may be 30 years. I'm not sure which strategy is going to pan out in the long term, but I'm confident that we're going to be able to do this.